Well, it's silly o'clock in the morning and I'm in the place of work, the campsite. On Tuesdays I have to do the job for Francisco. He starts at this time in the morning because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. And so I have to be up at 5 o'clock to be able to get here on time. And I have time to have some tea and some, maybe some, had some Frosties this morning. Anyway, that's not very important. But so here I am at the campsite and just doing my best to keep myself warm. I've got a heater that I'm sitting next to, which is quite nice. And well, yesterday we learned that the Baroness Margaret Thatcher died. And, well, you don't wish anyone dead. Well, I don't wish anyone dead anyway. But that one, no, I wouldn't wish her dead, but at the same time, I won't be sorry in her going because I remember the 80s. Okay, maybe at the time it required a leader that was going to be strong, but she was like strong. She was like, oh gosh, she was terrible. She was absolutely terrible. To a certain extent, I think in some ways she ruined the country. In some ways, she might have saved it. I mean, who knows? I mean, you can't really tell, really. What actually sort of transpired, I think she ruined it myself and made it a lot more difficult for a lot of people. And at the time I was in education, I was up in Leeds doing my degree course, and I remember that very, very well. And then later on, I think there were still ramifications of what was going on with her when I was in teaching as a teacher. And there was that Keith Joseph, who was another bastard. And I remember well that things were difficult those days. The really, really high interest rates, and the mortgage per month was costing me a fortune. And then they changed the bloody the local taxes, and they made it called it something else, and it was like double what it was previously just because they called it something different, and money was tight. There was days, I mean, this is how bad it was being a teacher in those days. When I was I got one young son, and we were struggling, and we wanted to buy a house near to where I worked, and just about managed that with some help from my granddad, who lent us some money, gave us some money actually. And anyway, the first year wasn't too bad. I didn't have to travel to work. But the second year I was down in Banbury. I had to travel to near Oxford to go and work. And there were ends of the month when I could not afford the petrol. And there was I remember a couple of days I actually hitchhiked to work from Banbury to Oxford just because I got no money left. That's how bad things were. I mean, the house was an expensive house. It was reasonably priced compared to what things are these days. And what else? Oh, gee, things were difficult. And I'd only got one child at the time, and there was another one on the way. And I couldn't wait to not be a teacher because, well, I liked being a teacher for the most part, but I just couldn't wait to not be a teacher because it was just so stressful with having no money. And having to drive, you know, 25 miles to work and 25 miles back. And, well, it wasn't a huge distance, I suppose, but it was very tedious all the same. And then on top of that, because the money was so poor with being a teacher, I mean, it's hard to believe now you'd be badly paid as a teacher. But I actually worked as a taxi driver on two or three evenings a week, and also at the weekends on either Saturday weekend or during Saturday morning, I worked as a taxi driver. That's how bad it was. And there was my wife, she was working out from home on two or three evenings a week when I was at home, so I couldn't stay late at work like other teachers would do. They'd stay late and do the marking or do other things and whatever else. And I couldn't afford to stay. I had to get home so that my wife could get out working, or I could go out working and try and earn some extra money just to keep the wolf from the door. But that's all going back to the Thatcher years and how things were difficult in those days. And I don't know, it sort of brought on all that privatisation, and it seemed to me that it was supposed to give choice of who you bought things off. But it never did, because all that happened is that all the big companies bought up small companies, and they ended up being a monopoly anyway, and you ended up paying, you know, a lot more money. So that's a point in that. I mean, there's no competition because it was a monopoly. I didn't see that, and quite often the services got worse as well, because there was cutting there and cutting there and trying to make more money. And, well, ding dong, the witch is dead. Bye bye now.